You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
There's never been a more overhyped six-round pick than Will Howard. And today continues to, I think, drive home that point. Omar Khan gets asked by Jenna Harner from Channel 11 to talk about the quarterbacks in this year's draft. He starts to do it for 5 seconds, then cuts himself off to instead talk about Will Howard and how excited they are to work with Will Howard. And this practice tape, boy, I mean, the same mythology and lore about Tom Brady, the way he would take that first year in New England in 2000.
When he would get one rep. He would get one rep, and it would be a perfect rep.
And he would act like
that. Then he got two reps.
Those were Super Bowl moments for him.
He had that team ready. He was just aiming to pass Michael Bishop on the depth chart. To be fair,
Damon Heward.
To be fair, I can say with a clear conscience that I have never once participated in the Will Howard hype. I think you've gotten yourself a little bit caught up in it at times, but now it seems like you're almost experiencing like a self-backlash here and going, wait a minute, what are we doing about this? What are we talking about here? I can't figure out where your head actually is on how you view Will Howard. That's actually an issue I'm having right now.
I feel like they're setting me up for a big letdown. That's how I feel
now. But you yourself are a person who can form an opinion independent of them, and
yes,
you often do. So
I know.
How do you feel about the player? They're hyping him.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you have to believe in him. You believed in Kenny when a lot of other analysts didn't believe in him.
I feel like there's a little bit of doth protest too much because I've just never heard a team talk about a six-round draft pick like
Thank
this.
Thank you. Okay, that's something I was kind of waiting to hear from you.
That's
really
what has me nervous. I've never, ever, ever, ever in my life heard a team before somebody even took the field in an NFL preseason game gush about a guy like this.
Oh, they're gushing.
It's crazy. And I also think, too, like, if Mike Tomlin were still here, would they be doing this? Is it like now that it's like a substitute teacher's here? Now that Tomlin's gone, like, we can live a little bit and start putting unfair expectations on people? Like, he's not here to put the guardrails up? We're just allowed to pretty much shoot from the hip?
There are no rules here. The teacher brought in the rolling TV into the classroom, and we are going to screw around.
Yeah, it kind of feels a little bit like that for me. It's nuts, man.
I've always felt legitimately, A, that it was wildly overhyped, and that there is a very, 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 very small chance.
Let's see if anybody's buying
that
it.
Hype.
I'll open up the phone
Hold
lines. 412-928-9370. Yes?
It is extraordinarily unfair to Will Howard, independent of all that, to be saying the stuff that people say about him. The team, fans, some people in the media, ridiculously
unfair. I mean,
unfair.
Unless he's got gigantic balls and he just knows he's this good and he does, it's great. I mean, he just doesn't care. Like, he's happy that they see it in him because he knows he's got it, unless he's got that amount of swag, which I guess is possible. But, yeah, I mean, they're setting fans up to think, oh, we don't need to really, we'll window shop these quarterbacks in this draft, but the real answer is in that room. I mean, that's how that Q&A went down. Very boilerplate, I would say, fairly innocuous question. Just tell us about this quarterback class. 5 seconds in, Omar Khan, well, actually, never mind about those guys. Let me tell you about our guy. And I'm in a dark room with Mike McCarthy, and he ate kielbasa for breakfast, so he's ripping ass while we're watching Will Howard practice tape. But I didn't mind because I was just so...
Because the throws were so good.
I was so enthralled. Did you know that Bill Mazeroski ate kielbasa for breakfast with 6 eggs every day?
6?
Yeah.
Eggs?
That's what Manny Sanguian said.
If that's true, ripe old age of 89.
To 89. A kielbasa for breakfast?
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Oh, his farts, I mean, he had to go into that clubhouse and just...
Have you ever heard of such a thing? Breakfast sausage has existed for a very long time.
I don't think of kielbasa. That is strictly an after 11 a.m. rule. You know, my rule is very hard and fast. I attempt to only eat breakfast foods till 11 a.m.
I mean, we have...
You don't cross the streams.
We have a big listener base of Eastern Europeans and proud Polish people. You are among them as a man with a illustrious Polish heritage.
Majority Polish.
Have you ever heard of such a thing where kielbasa is getting eaten for breakfast? And not just as a random treat. An everyday thing with 6 eggs?
I haven't even... Well, no. There wouldn't be a lot of people with long lifespans if that was what they were doing every day. I've never even heard of my friends who are really into, hey, all the Polish food, I love it, etc. I've never even heard of them saying, as part of a breakfast sandwich, instead of a sausage patty, they'll get, a piece of kielbasa, half of, short piece, split that piece in half, cook it, and put it on there.
I've never heard of that either.
I've only heard of it as, a lunch or dinner type of thing.
Yeah.
Certainly not something that you pair with eggs.
Sanguine.
And cheese or something.
Kielbasa with 6 eggs for Maz.
Yeah, I don't... The 6 eggs part of that, I think, is the weirder part.
I disagree.
6 eggs a
day. But people eat eggs for breakfast all the time. Yeah, I agree. It's a large quantity. But I'm hung up on kielbasa for breakfast every day.
I mean, it gets you want to talk about a farter starter. That's it.
412-928-9370. Does anybody out there buy into the hype?
I thought you were about to say, does anybody out there eat kielbasa for breakfast?
If you want to answer that question, you can too. 412-928-9370. Omar Khan is so bullish on this guy. The GM is supposed to be the last guy to drink the Kool-Aid, you know? Think about the way Ben Cherington talks. Think about the way Kyle Dubas talks. They're supposed to be the one that takes, all the emotion out.
Has Ben Cherington ever put any of the emotion in?
No.
I'm not sure he ever has.
They're the ones...
Ben, you just won the World Series.
Ones where maybe, guys in the locker room are talking or the clubhouse. They're the ones who pump the brakes. You know, they're the adults in the room, so to speak.
Well, here's the other thing about this from Khan's perspective that doesn't make a ton of sense to me. If this was a relatively speaking, a not quarterback-rich draft, but there were some more intriguing prospects than talk yourself into Ty Simpson, potentially, right? Mm-hmm. If there were like maybe three or four guys that were, could you talk yourself into him as a first-round pick, Bill? Fine. Because then if you were Omar Khan, you might want to guard your put your cards really close to the vest, and part of that would be talking up Will Howard, no matter how absurd that seemed. There's one dude everyone knows is getting picked 1-1 in this draft, and then it is like a true crapshoot after that. There's not like a strategic draft component, I think, to pumping Will Howard's tires here for him. He's seemingly doing it with, other than connected to Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-huh.
He's seemingly doing it with no other rationale other than you're supposed to take him at face value that he loves the player who has never played in even a preseason game.
And if he loved the player so much, why did they take a rotational defensive tackle before him? Why did they take an edge rusher from the same school who at best projected to be their fourth rated outside linebacker?
Why did they take a running back who barely got on the field this year?
Yes.
Why did they take...
Like, you don't... The quarterback's the most important position. If you think the guy's got a real shot...
They get overdrafted. They don't get underdrafted.
You don't risk somebody else taking him. Like, that's...
They move up the board because teams talk themselves into it. They don't move down the board.
And in this case, like, sometimes this... I mean, not sometimes. It happens all the time. Guy goes up... Like, Jaylen Warren's a good example of this. Guy's undrafted, shows up at your rookie camp or whatever... And you see him, and it's like, oh, my God. Holy cow. We didn't know this guy was this good. And you just, your eyes make the decision for you. Like, okay, we had this throw out where we drafted him. Who cares? Our evaluation now that we have him in person tells us he's a much better player.
He's a beast.
They didn't have time to evaluate Howard.
Well, that's...
He got hurt too fast.
That is the problem, is that if... They even had like two preseason games where he had shown some obvious flashes. Maybe he leads in like two games.
All of training camp.
He leads three touchdowns, like Kenny in 2023 in the preseason. You'd be like, all right, there's something there that we can at least build off of. He's made throws with an NFL uniform on and referees and people who paid to be there watching him. Mm-hmm. There's none of that. None of that. Drives or something.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.